Love Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Who's man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the baby. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Well. Another great show, Parents Culture Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. Probably not going to be on the air too much long today. I'm having some technical difficulties with the station here. So we're going to go straight into our college experience with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then me ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Yes. That was my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And last thing but not least, he always had that little piece in there for us that he was making smart cool, making smart cool. Parents, we need to make sure we press that and push that upon our student-athletes, our children, to make sure they understand that fact, that making smart cool is not a major problem. Hey, I was going to try to go with a show that I had set up this evening with Dr. Cohen. Just playing a recording that he sent me. And Dr. Cohen is a psychologist, sports psychologist, that's heavily involved in the program and helping your student athletes better understand themselves so that they can get through and have a successful game without all the peer pressure. You know, so some of the things that he was going to talk about was a confidence buster.
Why is confidence so critical? But the simple put, without confidence, they can't achieve their potential. What is confidence? How does it look and feel in the gym, on the court, or on the field? Jonathan, one young athlete, feeling confident gets him in the zone. You know exactly what you're doing. Nothing can stop you. Adrenaline takes over. You feel like nothing can go wrong, he says. In short, when kids feel confident, they have a lot of self-confidence. They believe in their abilities. They're free of worries, distractions, doubts, which makes it easier to feel totally immersed in their sport. Some kids are confident because they're naturally talented athletes. They're the fortunate ones. Others derive confidence from practice and mastering their skills. Here's what some athletes say helps them feel more confident. I feel confident because my coach chooses me to play every minute of the game in soccer, says Allison, age 12, who also plays basketball. Also, the experience of playing so much gives me confidence. As I play more, I become more confident. I feel confident if I'm winning and doing better than anyone else, says Noel, age 13. To feel confident, I have to practice and stretch before races. I'm nervous. When I get in the water, I feel good and confident if I do my routine first, says Caitlin, age 14. First of all, sports parents and coaches should help young athletes understand that they create their own confidence. If kids begin a game wanting immediate results, such as getting the first hit or basket of the game, they're setting themselves up for frustration. Many athletes have a fragile sense of confidence. They need to understand that it can take years to build confidence in sports.
You know, that's just a little piece from Dr. Patrick Cohen. Like I said, a great, great, great sports psychologist in the game out there working with our kids day in and day out. But, you know, that part right there, hopefully we'll get a chance to have the doc on with us here in the near future. But hopefully that was just enough to get your attention and get you a better understanding of, you know, what's out there and some of the things that you need to be aware of. He has a whole entire great program on sports psychology. And it talks about things that can help us help our children get through the process. Help us help our children get through the process, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's one of those great professions in the sporting industry that is a true, true benefit to the program. Let's go back to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, real quick.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I knew I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Like my man keeps saying, he's making smart cool. That's how we do. You know, that's a great statement for us parents to share with our student-athletes and our kids worldwide. You know, going back to talking about what Dr. Cohen was saying, you know, he's talking about building confidence in our student-athletes. I'm not going to stay on the air long today. I'm just going to give you just a little brief something of what Dr. Cohen was saying and work towards getting him on the air with us one day here in the near future. I'm currently checking things out in the 2011 draft and seeing how that's going. You know, they've came in and they've attempted every attempt to boost these kids up and give these kids every high rating that they could possibly think of. And then now you hear these sports reporters and commentators and everybody else saying that this is one of the weakest drafts ever. But they were the same ones that created these kids back in the day when, you know, in the past when they was drumming them up to go to certain schools, to play at certain schools and all these other things. You know, all these high ratings come from these reporters and these sports commentators and media personality, internet personality, so on and so forth. That's where all these high ratings come from. You know, but is that a true testament of the individual's skills, or is that just based upon how someone's perception, or is that just based upon how someone likes a particular athlete? Let's think about that. Let's really, really think about that. And really think about what is that doing to your child's psyche, you know, because, you know, they're being put on this high pedestal, or they're being told that, you know, they're ranked here instead of being here, and in some cases, you know, it puts additional pressure on them. In some cases, they're telling themselves, well, I think I'm better than this guy. So what is it doing? It's playing this mental game with their intellect. So that's one thing that we have to be aware of. And You know, sports psychology is a really, really, really big program, like I said, in the sporting industry, one of the key programs, I think, in the sporting industry, you know, more than athletic development. Because if the athlete doesn't have a strong mind to compete, then he or she will have some problems later on down the line, especially when you're dealing with some of the media hype and all the other kind of things. You know, think back to when they're talking about how they talk about the situation with LeBron and the finals, NBA finals that just took place. You know, 1 minute he's a hero, next minute he's a villain. One minute he's a hero, next minute he's a villain. Now, if he's sitting back listening to all this stuff, he's saying, okay, how can I please the, you know, how can I please my audience? How can I please, you know, the following? How can I please the folks that, you know, been supporting me all these years? You know, just because he turned around and left Cleveland, turned around and went to Miami, had they pulled off that championship, that victory this year, everybody, was, a lot of folks would have been singing a different tune, with the exception of maybe the folks in Cleveland, of course. But everybody would have been singing a different tune, especially if they would have went a sweep right through 1, 2, 3, 4, straight through Dallas. You know, that would have been a different tune for everybody to sing from this point on. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to go into any great detail. I'm just going to sit back and, you know, watch this thing unfold, and hopefully we can get Dr. Cohen on in about a week or so just to talk about, you know, some of the things that he's experienced over the years. And I got a few other psychotherapists that's trying to come on as well, and hopefully we can get a number of folks to come on that help us work more on the mental side of developing our student athletes, the mental side. You know, because the mental side, as we all know, as parents, as we look at it, the mental side is the true essence of being an athlete. I'll say that. That's coming from the Parents Coach of Parent Network. And what do I mean by that? Because when it's all said and done, and that athlete, your child, is no longer playing that game, football, baseball, basketball, track and field, hockey, soccer, volleyball, tennis, whatever the case may be, when they're no longer playing that game, what do they have in their mindset? What type of mental stability do they have to maintain that lifestyle? Have they looked at themselves from a truth perspective? Have they done some self-evaluation to make sure that they're able to maintain that lifestyle or tone it down and still be successful in life? You know, so it all goes back to your mental state of mind while you're playing that sport. All goes back to that mental state of mind while you're playing that sport. Well, we're going to get more and more information on that aspect from Dr. Cohen if we ever get a chance to get him on the air with us, because I'm quite sure he's going to bring some very, very enlightening information and some serious knowledge to the game of being a parent and the sporting industry. Also trying to work on getting Dr. Wolf, and everybody out there knows Dr. Wolf out of New York. If we can get him on, we're going to try to get him on as well and have him sit and talk to us about some things as well, because he's very in tune with what's going on with sports parenting. He's been doing the show for a number of years up in New York City. I think it's WFAN. And like I said, it's been a show that's been on the air for a number of years, and he's also done a number of other great shows as well, the Today Show. I think he had a little appearance on Oprah, you know, a few other shows that's out there. So we're going to try to get him on as well and hopefully have him share something with us. But he does a show also every Saturday, every Sunday morning, I believe, at 8, from 8 to 9 WFAN. And the show is entitled, I think it's the Sports Edge or the Edge of the Game or something like that. I forgot exactly what it is. I'm sorry, Dr. Wolf, if I'm messing up, or Coach Wolf, if I'm messing up the name of your show, but he's very heavily involved in sports parenting. So that's been me, Michael Scott, the M.H. Scott, Parents Coach and Parent Network. That's been my show for today. I'm going to go ahead and shut it down and get my man, Mr. Keith Wright, back up with us so he can close this out. Yeah, you know, I've been on for probably about the last 15 minutes or so, just doing some basic talking. And if I can't get my man Keith Wright back on, I'll close out with some more information from Dr. Korn. You know what? I think that's what we'll do. We'll go and get some information from Dr. Korn and let Dr. Korn just go ahead and close us out. Here we go. Where you at, Doc?
So you analyze each performance in minute detail, focusing on their bad stance, terrible posture, or horrible attitude. They have a hard time enjoying sports because they're so determined to perform without making any errors. Number three, harboring self-doubt. Young athletes who doubt their abilities are often nervous, anxious, or fearful when they compete. That's not to say that even top athletes experience doubt at times. Young athletes whose self-doubt hurts their confidence may feel inadequate, unable to perform when others are watching, inferior to the competition, or may become hesitant when faced with adversity or opposition. Number four, holding on to negative feedback. Some athletes are particularly sensitive to negative feedback. They hold on to it, and it turns into their own negative voice inside their head. They might tell themselves, everyone thinks I stink, so I must stink. They may do this after a coach focuses only on their mistakes, when parents point out only the downside of their performance, or when teammates criticize them, failing to believe in themselves. When young athletes don't believe in themselves, they question their ability to perform. They ask themselves, did I practice hard enough this week? Or other questions like, do I have the ability to perform well in this game? Doubt is the most damaging to an athlete's confidence. For example, some young athletes doubt their abilities to execute a free throw, but still manage to make free throws. Athletes who don't believe in themselves often have defeatist attitudes and use negative labels to describe themselves, such as, I'm a choker, or I'm a poor putter. They wonder why sports is worth the effort, since the outcome will likely be failure.
What hurts kids' confidence in sports?
Well, I just discussed the top five confidence busters. Let me talk about some of the other confidence busters as well. And why are they so important? It's simple. Athletes can achieve their potential without feeling 100% confident in themselves. Here are the other five confidence busters for sports kids. Number six, having trouble letting go of negative experiences. All athletes have been through rough times. Great athletes, however, don't let these experiences hinder their performance. They can quickly adapt to get past their mistakes, then focus on the moment. However, athletes who dwell on past mistakes often struggle with confidence issues and perform tentatively for fear of making more mistakes. For example, a skater may avoid a certain jump because last time she performed it, she fell and then scored badly on the jump.